Rabbi Friedman, we also mentioned Rabbi Friedman is also involved in the Rosh Kollel, in the Kollel in Aventura, in Safra Synagogue, and that's also part of the schus of Mr. Toby Levy. So the Shir should be Le'ilui Nishmasa.
I just want to begin by saying that the Shir is going to be discussing inyanim which are very, very much nogeya lahalacha lemaisa, but at the same time, nobody should draw any drastic conclusions. Don't try breaking up any marriages that you know of based on something I might say in the Shir. On the other hand, don't try to make a shidduch that you thought was questionable and you heard in the Shir. It's okay. Before you do any of that, you should consult about the pratim with somebody who's knowledgeable in inyanim. Make sure that the action you're contemplating is actually correct lahalacha. Okay, v'day b'kach. Okay, the pasuk says at the beginning of this week's parsha, referring to the kohenim, referring to the average kohen hedyot, isha zona v'chalala lo yikachu, v'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu, ki kadoshu lelakav. A kohen, even a kohen hedyot, is not allowed to marry a woman who's a zona, or a chalala, or a grusha. And we'd like to now explain what these mean, halachically, what are the definitions of these different terms, and discuss some cases, halacha lemaisa cases, that are based on this pasuk. So it's brought lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer, Simin Vav, Sif Aleph, Kohen. We'll start with Grusha. Grusha means a woman who's a divorcee, a woman who is divorced. Kohen, Osur Min HaTorah. This is Simin Vav, Sif Aleph, Kohen, Osur Min HaTorah, Begrusha, Zona, V'chalala. A Kohen is asur min haTorah to marry a woman who's been divorced, or a zona, or a chalala, and that's all min haTorah. And he's asur midrabbanan a chalutza, a woman whose husband was nifter, so she's ostensibly an almana. An almana is mutter to, and a widow is mutter to a kohen hedyot. But her husband died without children. She received chalitza. She's asur midrabbanan to a kohen. But a grusha, as the Shulchan Aruch says, is asur min haTorah. And says the Mechaber, Abel Grusha, Afilu Eina El Safek Grusha, even if it's only she's a Safek Grusha, Tzarech Lahotzi. Not only is he not allowed to marry her, but Tzarech Lahotzi, he would have to even divorce her. And this applies even to Grusha's Atzmo. Typically, if a man divorces his wife, he's allowed to remarry her as long as she had no point remarried to another individual. So the man is allowed to marry her, but not by a Kohen. A Kohen divorces his wife, he's not allowed to take her back. She's a Grusha. Even though she's his own Grusha, he's not allowed to take her back. The Ramaz Mosif that even a situation where a get was given just mitzad ha-churma ba'alma, there was a case, it was a kol. It was a kol that a certain woman was married to Ploni. And it's really not true. The investigation is done, and there's really no basis lahalacha. Afal pishu borur shein mamish ba'osim kiddushin. There's really no marriage here whatsoever. Ve'ein nosin get rak mikach chumra ba'alma. Afilu hachi psula lakuna, says the Rama. If he indeed gives her a get in order just to be mashpis the kol and to alleviate any form of, you know, suffix or sveik, even though it's not necessary al pi halacha, the woman is now has a shame gerusha, and she is at least midrabanan, and she is usher to a kohen. Now the nose kalim handle this halacha is a shaila whether to be kabbal this lemaisa or not. So there's one practical nafgamina. It's discussed in number of sarim is a couple that was married civilly, but they never had chuba kedushin, never had a Torah dikah marriage, but they married civilly. So the question is, if they want to split up, if the man gives her a civil divorce, does she need a get? There was never a chuppah kedushin. Does she need a get? So that alone, whether or not she needs a get, is a big diun in poskim. Very famous, just Bekitzer, famous machlokas. We know that the great guy, Rav Yosef Eliyahu Henkin, held very stark that she needs a get. But Rav Moshe held not by way. The reason why she would need a get, the story to see is that the Gemara says, Eino demosa bilas ubilas nus. So if there's no real maisa kedushin of kesef or shtar, so he's mechavin to be bo l'shem kedushin, so he shouldn't be living ba'aveira, biznus. and that's the basis of Rehenken Svara. Zakhtar Moshe, that doesn't apply. First of all, people that think they're married, they had a civil marriage. They're not stam. They didn't just get together. They think they're married. And Bechlal, they're not people who care about it, about Bilas Nus. It's not all. It's not part of their cheshbon, etc., etc. So it's Mefurs of the Ramosha held that situations like this, if it was just a civil marriage and no chub of condition, do not require a get. She doesn't require a get. Now, Lamaisa, if this couple breaks up and gets divorced, and the woman wants to remarry, we're always mishtadel to get her a get, that her ex-husband, civil husband, the boy was civilly married, should indeed write her a get. Mitzad Chumra, but the etzim we passing like Ramosha, I see we many bati din follow the psak of Ramosha. It's not just Ramosha, but it's first of Ramosha's name. Many bati din follow that psak that she really doesn't need a get, and if push came to shove and they couldn't get a get from the original husband, they would let her remarry without a get. So the shaila is twofold. If he did give her a get, he gave her a get because that's what they was recommended, and now she wants to marry a kohen. So lechara, this sounds like at least the case of the Rama. Of course, like Rav Henkin, it's mamash a get. There's nothing to talk about. But lefi Rav Moshe, it's not a get. It's just a get. Excuse me. Not if he was kosher. We'll get to Zona later. As long as he was a kosher, it's not called Zona. So the shaila is he gave her a get. So lefi Rav Moshe, that might be a shaila of this Rama that there was barush ain mamish ba'osin kedushin. There wasn't even kedushin, but nosin get rap mikoa churma ba'alma. So perhaps that would passel her to a kohen. This is a nidin in the poskim. They handle this whether or not we'd say is there makom to be matir and not to be choshesh to say it's not part of the Rama or not to be choshesh of the Rama. And then the shaila is the second way. Let's say they separated and got divorced. She didn't get a get. And now, so if, as I said before, if she is about to, she wants to marry someone else, and he's a Yisrael or a Levi, we'll definitely encourage a get. We'll try very hard that her first husband should give her a get. But what happens if her first husband the man she wants to marry now, if he's a Yisrael or a Levi, we'll very much encourage a get. But let's say the man she wants to marry now is a Kohen. She's engaged, or she wants to get engaged and married to a Kohen. So she speaks to a Rav, will you be Masada Kedushin? So the question is, should the Rav push that she should get receive a get from her first husband, or maybe no. Maybe in this case, Adrabba. We hold it's only Lechumra that get, and if she's going to get a get, she's going to receive a get, then we have a whole shaila if she can marry the Kohen, so perhaps she shouldn't receive a get from the husband. So that's, again, these are the unim and the peskim. I don't need to say any psak here, because if the shaila ever comes up, this is something that one would have to investigate and ask, you know, discuss with a competent rub.
Conservative.
Conservative Kedushin, we'd have to investigate what does that mean, who was the Masada Kedushin, who were the Edim, what kind of ceremony it was, all these things would have to be investigated. Okay. Okay, now another case that's Nogeya Lemaiso, could be Nogeya Lemaiso, there are many tshuvas that talk about kids, teenagers, or teenagers who are playing around, and it's this him and this her, and they have a mock wedding, or that's the question, is it just a mock wedding, or is it more than that? They get into a discussion, whatever, so he picks something up of some Shabbos, and he gives it to her amicudeciously, and she throws it down, and many, many tshuvas about whether we have to be chut, was this a real kedushin? It gets into, was the thing shava pruta, were there proper edim, was she makabalit, or did she doich it? These are all diunim, and there are a lot of tshuvas about this, but part of the din would be to simply say, okay, let her give her a get and not have any shilas, wouldn't be so simple, because if he does write her a get, then very likely we're going to say that she's psula l'kahuna at that point, because she received the get from at least the suffik kedushin. We said mefurish in the mechaber, even a suffik grusha is usher to a kohen and tetzi. So these are serious shilas which would have to be researched, you know, to feed the particulars of the maisa. Okay. The next category I want to talk about is a zona. Isha zona, kohen can't marry. So halacha l'maisa we paskin that if a single girl, single woman, is mezana with a man, as long as the man is a yid, and a yid that she is kosher to her, a yid that she could marry, even though they live together out of wedlock, no form of kedushin or marriage whatsoever, just nus maisis nus ba'alma, and even if it happened many times, she's shera lakuna. There's a man the Amma, there's a Tan, if you're learning Yavamas, you'll see a Tan, I think Rabbi Eliezer holds not that way. He holds Pani Abayal Pnuya Asa Azona, but we don't pass in that way, Lalacha Lamaisa. And the Mechaber says in Simin Zayin Sivches, the Lush is Isha shezinsa vafilu hifkira asvelusnus v'chaya b'shvil zemalkus. She's chaya malkus for her behavior k'sheir l'kuhuna. Now, but that's provided that the man was a kosher yid. If the man was a goy, then she has a shame zona. Or if the man was anybody who she can't marry, a relative that she can't marry, an erva to her, or a mamzer, or any situation where it would be usur, bein mitzad kares, bein mitzad lav, be usur for her to marry him, practically any situation. So by being niva, when she's nivel to that man, she becomes a zona, she gets a shame zona, and she's usur to a kohen. Now, does not become a zona. Now, that would include, let's say, a married woman, an eshes ish, that she's nivelas to anyone but her husband. So even, let's say, an eshes ish who's married to a Yisrael, and we know the din is, so if she's nivel baratzon with another man and it becomes known, then she has to get divorced from her husband. But let's say, Rechman Slan, there's a situation of onus. She was violated by another man, tachas baila, so she's mutter to her husband. She's 100% mutter to remain married to a husband who's a Yisrael or a Levi. If eventually that husband dies and she becomes an almana, she's now usher to a kohen. Because even though she did nothing wrong, she was an ones, and she was allowed to stay married to her husband, but there was a maisa bia with a person who was puzzled to her. Why was he puzzled to her? Because she was married to Reuven. She's married to Reuven, and everyone in the world is puzzled to her. And Mimela bia with any other man, even alidei ones, puzzles her to a kohuna, so she would not be able to marry a kohen afterwards. But I said, now, if this happens, chalila to an ashes kohen, a kohen's wife is nensa, or certainly if she's Mizana Baratzon, either way, she's usher to her husband. He's not allowed to. And of course, if he divorces her, well, then she's anyway a grusha, but she'd be a grusha and a zona, usher to marry any other kohen. The answer is yes and yes. Does she have to get divorced? I mean, again, putting aside any pratim and stadim and sfeikas. Yeah, and we'll talk. And we're going to talk about some of this. But yes, they would have to get divorced. Has it happened? I think unfortunately also yes. But we're going to talk about some more of these details to see if there's any, what stadim might possibly be. But it also includes, and forgive me if you even have to say it, and halavai, we shouldn't have to, you know, but this is something that's discussed in contemporary svarim, a number of instances like this, and it's nobody, no family could say we're free from any concern. We said before, if a woman is nivelas to a man who she's usher to, even let's say because he's an erva to her, so she's passed to a kohen. Now that applies as long as the man is man, quote unquote, the male is 9 years old or above, and the female is 3 years old and above. If he's less than nine, it's not called a maisabia, and she's less than three, either one, it's not a maisabia. But if he's nine or more and she's three or more, that's called a maisabia, and it would pass to a kohen if they're usher to each other. Rahman San, there are tshuvas and in svarim about with siblings who are acting in a way that's, needless to say, completely despicable, inappropriate, and v'chulu, but they do things. They're very young, and you know he's just a little kid. He's whatever. And they do things that they shouldn't do, and it ends up being ad kedei kach that there's hachnasas atara. Then she's puzzled to kahuna, and there are tshuvas about cases where it happened. She remembers. She's 23 years old, and she remembers. You know, 15 years ago, she remembers. She doesn't remember exactly how far it went, and he tried. She didn't. V'chulu. So there are a lot of tshuvas about this. Whether do you have to be chayshish that she was nivel or she wasn't nivel, etc., etc. So obviously, there's something like I said. I apologize again for even bringing it up, but it's something that not just because of the psul kahuna, but for obvious reasons that everyone has to be aware of that such things exist in the world and make sure that it doesn't get past the theoretical stage. Now, what's very no gay lamaisa is a kohen who is looking for a shidduch and he wants to marry a girl who's a balas tshuva, who became a balas tshuva at an age she was already teenage or post-teenage when she became frum. We know, unfortunately, outside of our circles, there's total and complete hefkeris in this inyan, the inyan of arayis and znus and v'chulu v'chulu, particularly people that are in college campuses or whatever, but unfortunately not at all limited to that. And it's hefker, it's mamish omer mutter all over the world, outside the firm circles, it's omer mutter. So the shayla is, now she's a perfectly balish tshuva, and she's frum, and she's mamish, and has charata shleima and gemur, and anything that occurred early in her life, abba lamaisa, things occurred. And the question is now, so the Kohen is looking, well, things may have occurred. The Kohen wants to go out with such easy, they want to set him up with such a girl. Is he allowed to go out with her? Does he have to be chashesh that something that she might be psul lakuna? So, lemaisa, the din is like this. Many posts can say, if we don't know, we don't know for sure. We know, unfortunately, it's very likely based on her, you know, her past history, but we don't know for sure that she was nevelis to anybody at all. So then, but so she's nema to say either lo nevalti or nevalti of a lakusha nevalti. She'd be nema to say, I was all, yes, I did these things, but only with Jews, and mimela, she's not a zoner, mimela, she's mutter to a kohen. She'd be nema to say this, but that's if we don't know, and included within we don't know, Rabbi Yashiv writes, even if she is examined by a doctor who says she's not a basula, that doesn't mean we know there's a maisabia. There are other ways. It's not she could not be a basula even if there's no maisabia, so that's not called we know. She'd still be nemet to say lakusha nevalti, or lo nevalti, or lakusha nevalti. But let's say we do know. I'm sorry?
You need to ask.
So this a Kohen should ask his Rav that Shaila. Once upon a time, the answer was no, of course not. Now it's not at all simple that that's the answer. Depending, again, if it's a girl who, let's say she didn't come from until she was 21 years old and she went to college and everything, or she went to the army for sure, whether in this country or in other countries or things like that, then pashtus, you need to ask. Or at least you need to be mevarer. At least that she has to be aware of the halacha, so that her shtika is alei. She's a very firm girl now, and her shtika is like telling you. But if she's not, if it's possible, she's not even aware of the din. Then it's one would have to ask his own shaila. But very very possible he'd be told that he does have to do some sort of investigation.
Is there a need now possible to
do? No, it would not. It would not. Now.
Isn't Rabbi Moshe right that everyone that went to college is ksubas eimaneh?
Okay, so that's not a steer at what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, also that's a guy being
most. Maybe she's a mukasay.
Okay, now if we know for sure, however, let's say we know independently through Adam, or maybe she was actually Muberis once. We know for sure that there was a Maisabia, then, and it's Rove Psula Metzla, which is the case in most places outside of Israel, at least, Rov Psulim Etzah, then she's not Neman even. She's not Neman to say Lakusha Nevalti, because we know without her Hodas Peh, there's no Pesha Asar here, we know without her Hodas Peh, and there's Rov Psulim, so then it would be definitely something one would have to ask a very serious Shaila before getting involved with that. And another Nekuda, which the Tshuvas Vahan Hagos, he's very Chashesh that, even, how does she, you know, she'll say, I was Lakusha Nevalti, I was only with Jews. How does she know they're Jews? Maybe she might have think they're Jews. They might think they're Jews. But does that guy know that his mother had a reform conversion and his mother's a Goy Gomer and he's a Goy Gomer? Or his grandmother? Or his grandmother was adopted in Russia and, you know, Lola died. He's brought up Jewish. They've been lighting candles and whatever, acting Jewish. And he thinks he's Jewish. Is it for sure he's Jewish? Question mark. Rav Sternbach is concerned about this in a tshuva. So Rav Zev Kohn from Chicago told me he asked the Shaila, he discussed his exact question with Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that's also some 30 or more years ago. And he was talking about a case where an Aisha was nevelis five different people, but she says they're all Jews. How do you know? I asked them, she was Machmir. I asked them, they're all Jews. So he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, but he asked in this kasha, see that they know the Jews. Do we have to be chayshish that maybe they think they're Jews, then they're not, or one of them is not? So Rav Shlomo Zalman answered, nachnisht. Nachnisht, meaning it hasn't yet gone to a point where it's so bad that if he says he's Jews, that you still have to be chayshish. So Rabbi Cohen said, I heard this from you, I spoke to him again today, he told me, I'm always wondering, nachnisht, bizven is his nachnisht. I mean, you know. Okay, so as I said, Rosh Sternbach is talking concerned about this. This is something else to put into the equation. The next shaila is a giyores, a kohen to marry a giyores. Now, a giyores, there's a number of shitas tanoim in Kedushin Tafayin Ches and other places. What's the din of a giyores to the kohen? Rosh Sternbach holds that a girl who is megayer less than 3 years old is muteres lekohen. Because he learned, the only reason why, the way some learn, at least pshat in that shita, the only reason why a giyaris is also lekohen is because she's becheska zona. She was a goy, it's becheska zona, but that's only nogeya once she's three. Before three, that's not a maisabia. She can't become a zona before three. Only from three and above. That's Rishu Meichai. But the Gemara there brings a tanu who's cholik and says, no, that there's a requirement that a kohen has to marry a girl mizera beis Israel. She has to be from Jewish stock. She can't be a giyar. She can't have been born a goya and converted. That's pasul to kahuna, and that's how we paskin halacha lemais in Shulchan Aruch that a kohen is not allowed to marry a giyar, even if she's megayar when she was 1 day old. Not only that, even if her mother was muberes and her mother was megayar. Her mother was a guy, when Muberis with her, and her mother was Megayar, and then she was born, she's Pasla to Kohen. It was Harasa Shalom B'Kedusha, even though it's like Dasa B'Kedusha, but she's Pasla to Kohen. So in order to be Mutter, she had to be Harasa B'Kedusha. Now, there's in Tshuva from Eliashev, he indicates that this is a din d'oraisa, meaning even the din of a Giyoris, Pchus Mibas Gimel, this din of Mizera Beis Yisrael, is a din d'oraisa. There's a tshuva from one of the Gedolei Talmidim, Rav Moshe Zatzal, who this Rav Chashev writes that B'Shem Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe held it's not, it's the Rabbanon. This din, that Megayar less than three, that she's still Asa Tukuna, is a din de Rabbanon. So it's not a pasuk in the Torah before, it's a din de Rabbanon. It's still Asur, my Nafgamina. Well, Nafgamina could be in some cases of Sveikus. We don't know for sure about her past history. But the worst would be that she was Megayar before 3 years old. So is there possibly Makom to bring that into the equation? That's what this Rav is doing in this tshuva. but this is something, of course, one would have to examine very, very carefully before getting involved. And getting involved means, if you say, I'm not a Kohen, come on, what do you want me getting? I'm not getting involved. But you might be the Rav who's asked to be Masada Kedushin for such a person. You might be a friend of yours, somebody wants to take an Eitzah with you or whatever. Or you might not be a Kohen, but one day your daughter might marry a Kohen and you'll have grandchildren that are Kohenim, so you got to pay attention to all this. It's very, very nugget. Okay, so now... Oh, so thank you very much. I'm not sure who asked that. I didn't see, but there's a tshuva in the Kovitz tshuvas from Abliyashiv Chela Gimel, where he talks about a situation where a couple came over from Europe years ago. A couple with a young daughter, and. The man said his wife is a Gioris. She was Megayar by a Rav Chashev, a certain very Chashev Rav, very reliable Rav back in Europe. And then they got married, and then they had a daughter. And the daughter was born Jewish. But he had no papers, Mustama was the wartime, whatever it was. He didn't have any proof. He couldn't prove it, and he couldn't find any Edom who could corroborate his story. So they were Mechayev Gioris for the wife. And in Eretz Yisrael, they're Mechayev Gioris for the wife and for the daughter. Gioris Misafik. Later, they found Eidus. They found Eidim, which were accepted, that gave sufficient Eidus, that Taka, she, this woman, his wife, was Megayar before they were ever married, and the daughter was born as a Jewish girl. So now she underwent Gerus, and now it's not only is it Misafek, but at the time, but now we find out even that it wasn't even necessary. Mavar the Safek, it wasn't necessary. Rabbi Yashav's old Shuva, if we could be Matar HaLukahim. And he's dining with the idea that there's a kol went out that she's a grusha, and if you try to be machish the kol, not a yesh shamu be this, not everybody hears the hachraza, etc. Rabbi Eliashiv comes out halacha lemaisa at the end of the shuva that if she was megayer as a ketana, as I believe this case was, then he'd be matir to kahuna. Why? Because he says the whole basis of giyur katana is zachin la'adam shlo b'fanav. It's based on zchiyah. It says igloy muslim afreya that this wasn't a schus for her at all. This mice of dunking her in the mikvah, it wasn't a schus for her. It was a big chod, just getting her trouble. Now she didn't need it at all because she has edus now and she can't marry a kohen if potentially. So mimele he says it's batulim afreya. The whole mice is batulim afreya and kilo lohaya and she's muteris to kohen. But he says if it happened when she was a gadola, she was this suffic garishin she did when she was a gadola, even if it's nizbara now that it wasn't necessary in that shuva, Rabbi Yashiv writes let me just finish the sentence. Rabbi Yashiv writes that she would be a surah to a kohen. He's a kohen. I have to ask, give him first.
is it
Rabbi Yashiv because directly that's the right one? No, wait a second. Rabbi Yashiv before three. Oh, even before three. I mean, everyone. I'm sorry. The machlok is before three. You have to three. Everyone agrees. She's his own. She's his own. Yeah.
If the whole problem is that between the poles, wouldn't make a difference. What would make a difference if anyone else or not?
Because it turns out nothing happened. Nothing happened.
The call goes out because of the action.
Yeah, but okay.
And if she was Jewish, then she could be 45 and it happened.
I hear what you're saying, but
there
are dinim and kol. Not every kol is what I'm chashish for. If it's a kol, has to be based on some degree of reality. Rabbi Yashar says we just pulled the rug out on for this whole thing. There's nothing to base the kol on. So Meili says it is mutter. Okay, now the halacha is more than that. Let's say if two gerim, a ger and a geyaris, the perfectly kosher yidden, now they get married, they have a daughter. That daughter is not allowed to marry a kohen. L'chatchil lo sinase. There is a case of imnisis lo seitze. It's a shailan tanoim, achlokis tanoim. So we paskin l'chatchila, she cannot, the daughter that was born, they were both megari before they got married or whatever, before she was born. So she was born b'kedusha, harasiv leidasa b'kedusha, but both parents are gerim, she's pasal asu l'chatchila to a kohen, imnisis lo seitze. Let's say the mother is a full-fledged Israelis, then born Jewish, then even the thought is a ger, it's fine, and the daughter is Sheira Lakuna. But if the Yiddish Ephraia, Jewish woman, born Jewish, and she's Jewish, but she had a child, her son, from a guy, whether she was quote-unquote married to the guy, whether or not, makes no difference, that child is also, that daughter is pasul to kohuna lechatchila. In other words, her father's a guy. If her father's a guy, even though her mother is Jewish from birth, she's pasul lechatchila to marry a kohen, and again, vimnisis lo seitze. So there's a diunim in the svarim of, since it's lechatchila, b'diyevet it's mutter, so sometimes we say, shasadcha k'diyevet dami, is there ever a makom to be matter them to get married, even though they're not married yet, but it's the situation is b'diyevet, machma certain things. So there's a tshuva in the Evan Hezer, in Ramosha Asher, is a couple, they're married already, civilly. They're married, and it's a case like this, where he's a kohen, and the lady that he's married to civilly is, her father was a guy, and they already have a child together, and Ramosha is not maskim to let them get married with chuppah v'kiddushin. He always, they have to separate. I do know of a situation I heard from a Chashev Rav who was involved personally with the situation, one of these cases where it was lechatchila lo sinase, and this is lo seitze. Not positive if it was the case the father was a guy or his two gerim, but either way it's the same. And when it came to this Rav's attention that he got a wedding invitation from this girl marrying a kohen, and he knew the story, so he got involved. And he found out certain people told him, people involved with her, that she's like on the fringe. And if they can mevatel the shidduch, she's going to be a rois from derech. It's going to be bad consequences. So he discussed it. The Rav discussed it with Ramosha, and Ramosha, under those circumstances, Ramosha was matir. They can get married because, like shasacha k'diavadami, he said you should have a Rav who doesn't know about the whole thing, misada kedushin, and you allow them to get married. So at the time, the Rav asked Ramosha, what's going to be with their children? If they have a daughter, with their daughter. She said, their daughter will be kosher, l'chatchila to marry a kohen. Just fast forward about 20 years later, this Rav gets a call from a young lady, and she starts telling him her story, and her parents really weren't allowed to get married, whatever, and she wants to know, though, if she can marry a kohen, and he senses, and he asks a few questions, and he realizes this girl is a daughter of that couple that he asked Ramosha about. And so he says to the girl, I asked Ramosha Shail about you before you even existed. Ramosha was matter you to marry a kohen. I'm an eight. Even though you weren't even born yet, Ramosha was matter. So that's an interesting twist there. But so now I will throw in here that there are some tshuvas, printed tshuvas from Beli Poskim, that want to be matter in this situation. In many cases let's say the father is a guy, to matter the girl to marry a kohen, based on the fact that there is a tzad. There's a tzad in Poskim that nowadays kohenim, are they really kohenim? Please, no take this personally. Are they really kohenim? Or we don't know the yichus 100%. They call him kohenei chazaka, kohenei safek. There were tshuvas, old tshuvas from the Marashtam and the Shvus Yaakov and others about a case where a kohen married a chalutza. We said at the beginning, a chalutza is from the rabbanim. Do we have to force him to divorce her? Or can we say it's only an issa derabbanan? In 11th grade, my rabbi, if you would say only a derabbanan, boy, would you get it? But it's only a derabbanan, and they are they're already married. So and maybe he's not a kohen. So there are two, it's a big machlokas achronim. But that's a case. Many achronim are totally against it. But even those who favor it, that's talking by a chalutza, which only derabbanan. So there are paskin that want to say that now this whole isser is only a lechatchila. It means a suffix. The whole din is a suffix. It's a machlokas tanan, and we're mesupik ladina had a paskin because we say in this is lo seitzi because we're mesupik ladina. So combine that with a suffix if he's a kohen, they want to be matrit. But as I said, over Moshe was not matrit except under that shas halcha case. I personally was involved with the same rav who got this heter from Moshe. I personally was involved with him with a case many years later, and he was not matir. This same rav who heard the heter from Moshe in his case was not matir in this other case. So it's definitely something that has to be taken very seriously. But now, however, an important twist is that this is all talking about if she's the daughter of a Jewish woman and a Goyish man through normal Maisa Ishis. If it's through Hazra Malachtis, if it wasn't through a Maisa Bia, but through other means, the woman became, even if the Zera came from a bank or came Vade from a Goy, Zakra Moshe, Zakra Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and others, she is Muteris Lechatchila to a Kohen. Because the mother's Jewish, and mother became Muberis through a specimen from a Goy, Vade Goy, she's Muteris Lekahuna. And even if she was an Eishes Ish, even an Eishes Ish who got Zera from another man, from a guy, the daughter is Mutter Lechatchila to marry a Kohen. So this is, for today's day and age, also something that to be very aware of, because a Kohen might want to Mishadach with a girl, and who's the parents? Well, it's hard to say. We'll tell you who the mother is, but there really is no father, b'chulu. So Ramesh Roshalmu Zaman and others say that she's Mutteris Lechatchila to a Kohen. The last major category, I apologize, girl, but late. The last category is the Dinim of a chalal. In most cases, if a kohen marries a woman that is osir to him, which marries a grusha, marries a zonah, marries a gioris, the child is a chalal. A chalal means that he has no dine kahuna. Let's say he's a boy, he has no dine kahuna, he has no schusim of a kohen, he can't be served in the base of mikdash, can't eat shuma, he has no isurim of a kohen, he's allowed to be metame lemesim, and he's allowed to marry whoever any other Jew can marry. He's a din of a Yisrael gomor, he has no kedushas kahuna whatsoever. And that's true about his son. And his son. It doesn't stop. But no, bam, no, the chalal all the way down the line, they're all considered chalalim. And so you say, well, what's the nafkamina? All Israel. See in a minute, a big nafkamina. And with a girl, so the girl that's born is also a chalala. In other words, a Kohen has a child from a grusha, has a girl from a grusha, she's a chalala. She can't marry a Kohen. If she marries a Yisrael, then her child already can marry a Kohen. So the Bnei Yisrael are mikvah l'tar l'chalalas, her child already can marry. But through the male line, it goes chalal, 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 chalal. Whenever there's a girl born, the first girl, you know, you could have benecha, 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 ben, 10 doris ago, and then he has a girl. I mean, there could have been girls along the way too, it's irrelevant. But if you trace down benecha, 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 ben, they're all chalalim, and when there's a girl born 10 doris later, she's ushered to a Kohen. So you could have a Kohen who's going out with a young lady, and her, whatever her name is, and she's a, who are they? Yisraelim, she's a Beis Yaakov girl, 100% kosher and tzenuah v'chulu v'chulu. And then it turns out that you know, yeah, they know there's a Masar in the family. A 10 doris ago, they were once kohenim. Her great 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 grandfather was a kohen. Unfortunately, he married a grusha, and ever since then, chalo chalo chalo. So she's the daughter of a chalo. She's asher to a kohen, and this could be have obvious ramifications. And the same thing would be true if a kohen wants to marry an almana. He wants to marry an almana, and her husband. The din is if a woman is nivel to a chalal, if a woman is nivelis to a chalal, she becomes a chalala. And she's usher to a kohen, even if she's an almana or a penuya, she's usher. She's nivelis to a chalal, she's usher to a kohen. So this fine firm woman, married to Yisrael, well, for 50 years, he was nebuch, he was nifter, and now a kohen wants to consider marrying her. But again, it turns out her first husband was a benecha, 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 ben, 10 doris ago, chalal, so she's not allowed. She's a chalala because she was nivel to a chalal. So even though she did nothing wrong, but she's nivel to a chalal, she becomes a chalala, and she would be usher. So these are points that definitely have to be taken into consideration. Just want to end with a maisa, so that you won't be too upset with me for going late. When you hear the maisa, unless you know it already. But the maisa was, let's just make sure I said everything I wanted to. The maisa with Rabbi Yitzchak, the great guy, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector. The Kavna Rav, the Gadol Adar Bedoro, and he's sitting with another yid, sitting and learning with a charus or whatever, and in comes a yid, a posh looking yid, and he says, Rebbe, ich ken nemen a grusha? Ja, kenst du nemen, can I take a grusha? Ja, kenst du nemen a grusha, you can take a grusha. So yeah, Rebbe, I denk, I weiss, dass ich bin a kohen, you know I'm a kohen. Ja, ich weiss, kenst du nemen a grusha? Grusha schreich, Rebbe. And he walks out, And the Chavrus is like stare, doesn't want to say anything, staring at him. And really, Yusuf Khan says, you probably think the Kovner of, lost it or whatever. So he says, let me explain. This man is a balagola. He's a wagon driver. I spoke to him before. The pasuk says, "Isha grusha meishav lo yikachu." You can't take a grusha. He wants to know, can he take a grusha in his wagon? That's what he wants. He asks me all the time. Rabbi, sure, can I take? Can nemen a grusha? Can I? It says in the pasuk, "Lo yikachu." Can I take a grusha? Yeah, do can nemen a grusha.
So when you have the